This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. As much of the world condemns him, Russian President Putin appeared at a massive rally in Moscow today, praising his country's troops and saying Russia hasn't seen unity like this in a long time. The Russians say 200,000 people were at the rally. As Russia dressed for the rally, 16-year-old Vlad Kirienko in Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, told reporters that missile strikes damaged his apartment and his friend's home, too.
The windows are broken. Their house is broken, and we don't know what to do.
The AP's Charles de Ledesma on the continuing Russian airstrikes in Ukraine.
Firefighters work to dampen fires in Podyn, a neighborhood just north of downtown Kyiv, after deadly shelling. Emergency services say at least one person has been killed and several injured. Russian forces are pressing their assault on Ukrainian cities, striking as well as the outskirts of the capital, the western city of Lviv, as world leaders push for a probe of the Kremlin's repeated attacks on civilian targets. And near the northeast city of Kharkiv, over 20 people were killed when Russian artillery destroyed a school and a community center. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Biden and China's Xi Jinping spoke this morning as the White House looks to warn Beijing against providing military or economic assistance for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The International Energy Agency says the world could quickly reduce global oil demand by almost 3 million barrels a day. How? By cutting down on car and plane travel. Several wildfires in Texas have been burning homes and other structures and prompting residents to run to safety. No reports of injuries. This is AP News. Recall. Some Volkswagen SUVs are being recalled after complaints of sudden braking in some vehicles. The AP's Jackie Quinn with what this is all about.
Volkswagen says it's determined the mysterious sudden braking problem in certain Atlas Cross Sports and SUVs is the result of a faulty wiring harness, which can interrupt electrical connections in the vehicles. The problem can also cause the side airbags to be late in deploying after a crash. This week, the Associated Press called attention to nearly 50 complaints to U.S. safety regulators, starting back in 2020. At least one driver reported going 70 miles an hour when the vehicle suddenly stopped. There are also investigations into sudden braking occurring in some models of Honda, Nissan, and Tesla vehicles. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.